This is a podcast from the BBC.
Grimmy's off today, so it's me and Chris on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Here's your early podcast. Includes some first kiss horror stories. Chris wants everyone to know about his new gadget and Hendu hashtags. Good morning, how are you? Monday morning with Scott. Normally on 1 till 4 pm with this man, Chris Stark. Hi.
Good morning.
Where were you when you got the call?
I was, where was I? Oh yeah, I was in a park. Yeah, there was like a little fair going on.
Okay.
I was just, you know, sort of Sunday thing. It seemed like the right idea. Fairs are amazing, right? Because you get really excited for them, like the idea of them, because when you were young, they were really good. And then when you actually go now that you're an adult, yeah, not so fun. Because you can't really go on anything properly. No. And also, expensive as.
Right. It's a bit like fireworks. Over it.
Well, you see, I disagree with you on that. You think fireworks are overrated, don't you?
Boring as. And also, stop filming them. You're never going to watch it back.
True, true. But do you not like the atmosphere with the fireworks? Because generally, you can have a couple of drinks and stuff like that. With a fair, you can't do that.
They are never as good as you think they're going to be. Also, yeah. Why was it so hard for our bosses to get hold of me yesterday? I've had the same number for about 10 years.
Well, I ended up having to contact you. They were like, we can't get hold of Scott's agent. We can't get hold of Scott. So have you tried calling him?
Just ring me. No, we haven't tried to ring him. And then someone eventually rang me. And it's a miracle we're all
Look,
here.
Look, we're here. Let's go.
Right, okay. Grimmy's off today. Get well soon, Grim.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here with Chris. Becky in Anglesey says, is Nick off because of hay fever? His Instagram seems to suggest so. I know he's had hay fever really bad. If you listen to our afternoon show, you'll know that Chris, about this time last week, I think, suggested that hay fever might not even be a thing.
I received an angry backlash for that. Let's not go there.
I know a lot of people are suffering.
Is it that bad, though?
It is, though.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
This is from Ellie, who says, yes, morning, Scott, morning, Chris. Hay fever is on point this morning. A lot of people are suffering. Chris, Sunday morning, I woke up with my eyelids stuck together, and the only way to get all the gunk out was with boiling water.
What? What?
Hay fever is definitely on.
I'm not sure that's how you should do that.
No, I don't think so.
Pollen is on.
Good morning, Ellen.
Hello.
Hey.
Are you in Bolton?
Yeah.
You've got a lovely B&M and Bargains there, haven't you? I went there once.
Yeah.
Went there once.
I did. You got exams today?
I have.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Are you? What exam is it?
Health and social care.
Yeah, can't help
God,
you
don't sound buzzing for it. And where are we on the sort of grand scheme of things? Is this the last one or close?
This is the second to last one.
Also called penultimate.
Yes.
Okay, so what time is the exam?
9.
Oh, rubbish. Okay, so you woke up all nervous?
Yeah.
It's all going to be fine. You'll just breeze through it. And then when's your last one?
Tomorrow.
Oh, come on. Okay. The end's...
It's all good.
You're going to have an amazing week. So once it's all done, what are you looking forward to?
Just not having them anymore.
Not having them anymore? Yeah. Are you going on holiday or anything?
Not really, no.
No?
Just
okay.
Chilling.
Just need to get them done. And then you're going to have the best time of your life where you've quite literally deserved to have nothing to worry about.
Think how free you're going to feel in like tomorrow evening.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Thanks for calling up, Ellen. Have a good one today.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Scott Mills.
Got a new gadget, have you?
Oh, it's my favourite thing in a while. So what I've done is I kept seeing these TV adverts for this. I was like, I've just got to get it. And it's a little doorbell with a camera in. And so what happens is if you turn up at my house now and press the doorbell, I can see you. It sends me a little text message. It's like there's someone at your door.
Right.
And the idea of it's brilliant because if someone's trying to burgle you, what you do is you can see them at your front door. It like picks them up and then you can talk to them and try and put them off.
Right. Okay. So let's say, so you've just shown me that's live at your house
phone. I can go on this app right now and I can see anyone that's passing my house.
Right. Okay.
So on the way here, I just watched my house from the front door out, just in case anyone was up to anything.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? I can watch you at any time if you try and burgle my house.
Right. So you're watching it a lot, are you? You can tell it's new.
I've just always got it on.
Right. That will probably get less.
I don't know.
Because you're literally just watching the outside of your
house
and
right
nothing
now,
happening.
I feel like Big Brother.
Right.
You know where you can talk to them and And because it's just a voice coming from my doorbell.
So let's say if I was to try and burgle your house now, imagine I'm a burglar, okay?
Yeah, all right. So I'm about to.
Well,
this is it. This is what sold it to me, because the TV adverts, they do this. They have someone looking really shady turn up at the door, and the guy's at work. This really quite smug guy is at work, and he's like, "Hello, no, I don't think you'll be coming into my house. No, thank you." And the burglar runs off.
Right, so if I'm approaching your house now, what are you going to do? Go.
Right, so, well, this is where it gets smart. So it's got a little motion detector in the doorbell, right? So it picks you up, sends me a message. Oh, someone's at the door, have a look.
I'm looking shady.
Oh, I don't like the look of this person. Hello, what are you up to? And you'll say...
I'm about to burgle your house.
No, you wouldn't say that as a burglar. You'd say like...
I'm trying to sell you some fish.
There we go, just trying to sell you. I've got enough fish, thank you. And by the way, I'm upstairs.
So you've got to try and convince them that you're in that house.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the game. But it's going to be great. And also, you know, we get a few guests on the show and stuff like that. What'd be great is when I get people turn up at my door, we can have different voices on this thing now. We can get them on.
That's so good.
It's going to be great.
You know, like last week I was saying I've got rid of my doorbell.
Yeah.
The doorbells are hurting.
Not anymore.
Who needs them? No one needs them anymore.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Just a small thing from some burglars that have texted in. They're not normally going to use the front entrance.
I know. I've seen a few burglars on saying that they'll probably head straight to the back.
Yeah,
I haven't got a doorbell there.
It's like flaw in the plan. Yeah. And thanks for just showing me some video highlights of what's been happening outside your house. Literally, you need to, like, have a think about yourself.
This is the best thing about this. So it saves highlights as well. So, for example...
I've just watched you take the bins out.
Yes. 8:38 yesterday, my girlfriend/fiancé arrived... back from her hen do. Look, so I've got a minute there of her outside because I watched her for a bit.
I'm really enjoying the video highlights. Thanks for those.
Halloween's going to be fun.
It's going to be really good, yeah. Look forward to that.
Scott Mills.
Craig in Norwich could not be more wrong. He says, I think Grimmie's developed the classic I'm leaving anyway sickness. Well, he's not leaving though, is he?
No. I do know what you mean. That does happen, though. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so Craig says he used to work with a guy who prided himself on 100% attendance for 4 years and then had 6 days off in 8 weeks with colds, hay fever, once he'd handed his notice in. That's not the same, Craig.
He did say he was at his mum's. I think he was being looked after, though.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I think it is ill. But
oh, he is ill.
Yeah.
Also, this is awkward. One of the team who works on the show, Daisy, today, had the lamest weekend ever but has lost her voice. And the trouble is, no one believes her.
I don't.
No.
She said she lost her voice whilst talking to a friend. That never happens.
Right. She's like, halfway mid-conversation on Saturday night. It just went. No real. Not true.
It's not. It's not true.
What? I don't believe you.
Also, you're going to have to lay off the socials, I think. If you're not talking, you shouldn't be tweeting.
What's the deal with that? If you have to go on voice rest... But, like, you're not actually ill, are you?
No.
You feel fine, yeah. But the voice is off. So I think you need to lay off social media.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
This is...
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Jane Swindon says, I feel, Daisy, this happens to me all the time on nights out. My voice just literally cuts out. Sure, but you're on a night out.
Yeah. Daisy claims she was just talking to a friend and suddenly her voice went, yeah.
Daisy's working on the show today. No voice. You need, a massive badge. Who was that guy from X Factor back in the day that came in? And he had massive badge on going...
Marcus... Collins?
Marcus Collins. A few years ago.
Do you know, the only reason I remember him is because he did a terrible version of Seven Nation Army.
I remember that. Was he the one that lost to Little Mix?
Oh,
I think
possibly.
It was between him and Little Mix in the final X Factor. Anyway, back then, he came in with a massive... Yeah, true. He came in with a massive badge. You know, like the ones they wear in TGIs? Like, huge, oversized badge that actually said, shh, I'm on voice rest. And literally, every single presenter on Radio 1 just ripped it out of him all day. Don't wear a badge. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
Yeah, you... So you're going to the gym tonight with your mum?
Yeah, she's been trying to get me to go for about a year, so yeah, success. But it's a virtual gym.
A virtual gym, okay. What, so you
a
just
virtual
where
gym.
Where is this?
It's in Maidstone in a Hilton hotel. Oh, sorry, Bilton.
Right, sure. And what happens in the virtual gym?
Well, you ask me. Have you ever been to a virtual gym?
Never been.
No.
I assume it's just a rubbish gym, but looks amazing in the goggles.
I think so. I think there could be goggles, or there might be just a big cinema screen and you have to pretend to be involved. I have no idea what to expect.
Do you think this is like a VR headset thing?
It could well be. Have you? I've never used one and I feel a bit scared. I can't like walk in real life. I'm a bit clumsy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It seemed like a good idea when you booked it, though.
Well, yeah, but do you think it's too late to bail out?
No, never bail out on anything. Honestly, I'm a big believer in that.
Like, go with it.
You're probably a bit scared, but that will probably mean that it's going to be fun. Also, you're going to the gym with your mum.
Yeah.
Going to the gym with your own parents, that's an interesting one. Who would you say is fitter, you or your mum?
My mum, 100%.
Really?
She's been on this health kick since about January last year. You know, that body coach man.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Lean in 15. She's been lean in 15.
What? Pay me loads of money and you can have them abs like me.
Cauliflower, loop-de-loo,
in a bowl, bosh. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know him. Yeah, Joe, is this? Joe someone? Yeah. I did go to the gym recently with my boyfriend's dad. Do you remember? That was weird.
That was weird. That's even weird.
I went with boyfriend.
With parents.
No, I went with boyfriend and dad, but then the boyfriend was like, oh, I'm actually not feeling this. So I sat in the bar. There's a bar in the gym. Had a pint. And me and Simon trained together.
Yeah.
Really weird.
And it all got very competitive, didn't it?
It did.
It's like, right.
It's like, right, who's going to get off this running machine first?
Who's the real man?
It's not going to be me. Right, so you're going to just...
stronger?
Pardon?
Is the relationship stronger now?
Absolutely, yeah. Right, so Natasha, you're going to decide the next song on Radio 1. You could either go with me. Remember, you trust me, right?
Sure.
Or you're going to take a risk on a celebrity gamble. This is what I would like to play to you and the nation this morning. Hi, Anaconda. Nicki Minaj, Anaconda.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
What? Okay.
Yeah, it's a stressful song, that.
It's
a lot going on.
It feels a bit much for a Monday. It is Monday, isn't it? Yeah.
You said you trusted me.
I do, but, you know, I do love a gamble. Who is there to choose from?
Okay, this morning you've got, it could be any of these, Mabel, Sam Smith, and comedian Josh Widdicombe. How do you feel about those three?
Sam Smith and Josh Widdicombe, absolutely. Mabel, not too sure on. I think I've made my decision. I'm going to gamble.
Okay, fine. Okay. I would say Sam Smith might be a little bit dry as a choice, but...
I don't know. Are you gambling, are you?
Don't know.
I'm going to gamble.
Okay.
Morning, it's Mabel.
Hello, it's Josh Widdicombe.
Hey, it's Sam Smith.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Get out of bed.
Good morning.
Coffee's ready.
Wake up.
Hey.
Hello.
Morning, it's Mabel. The song I want to hear today on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show is SWV, Right Here.
See, Mabel was the one you didn't want. Are you happy with that choice?
I don't know.
You will like the song.
I hope so.
It's good. It's on link for you now.
Thank you.
Say hi to Mum and good luck with the virtual gym tonight.
Thank you.
Love
I'll
you,
let
bye.
You know I go. Bye.
And this is Mabel's choice, SWV. 7:19 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Monday morning with Scott and Chris.
Quick mic check before we begin.
Have a mic check.
Okay, Michael Sheen.
Michael Flanders.
Who's that? This is Greg James from the That's What He Said podcast. Listen, you're going to play the role of an alien.
Oh.
Who's just landed on Earth.
Okay.
Ask me the question, I can tell you about the podcast. In English.
I wouldn't be able to speak English.
Play along.
From the distant planet of Albion.
Try and bring it to life.
Yeah, come to the point.
To ask you about the Greg James podcast.
Right, good. The Greg James That's What He Said podcast is available now from wherever you get your podcasts from.
I get them from my own brain.
This is not working.
One.
One of those songs that's actually really old now, but doesn't really sound it. It's not like dated badly at all.
I love it. What a tune. Perfect for a Monday.
Perfect. Emma in Swansea says, what a tune. Turned up loud in the car, singing along in the car, in the sunshine. Perfect start to Monday. Charlotte, the teacher from Bristol's not so sure. Cannot believe anyone would even hear the options for a gamble on Anaconda by Nicki Minaj. I know, I tried. But that was a good one. Thanks, Mabel. SWV right here.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Hannah, who's like, have I, like, really overslept or something? Why are Scott and Chris waking me up on Radio 1? I thought I'd miss work. That's going to be confusing a lot of people today. Yeah, we got the call last night. Grimmy's not too well today, so we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Sorry for the confusion. Good morning to Jack in Nottingham, who says he's a slimy mess this morning. Thought he'd bought his hay fever tablets to work with him. Just opened his bag at work. It's ibuprofen.
Oh, no, no.
It's a blunder, and a lot of people have got so bad hay fever today. It's definitely a thing, Chris.
Yeah, I know. And look, apologies for my comments last week regarding that.
Last week on our afternoon show, we were ringing a bell for people that have hay fever, just so you can let everyone else know that you're a mess. Unclean! So, Jack is very much... let's ring the bell for him. Unclean! I think this should be a thing at all workplaces. There should be a bell where if you're ill, especially if you've got like a cold or something, or like you're really not well and someone could catch it, there should be a bell that you can just ring. Unclean!
What, so does the person who is unclean ring the bell?
Yes.
Or someone ring it when they see them?
You have to let everyone else know. Unclean! So that they can you can be avoided and therefore they're not going to catch what you've got.
Because you don't want to jump to assumptions with people, do you? You don't want to ring it for them.
No. No, you should be... look at him, unclean. No, you should be the person ringing the bell, definitely.
Scott Mills.
My girlfriend / fiance has been on a hen do this weekend.
I know, I've seen it all.
And suddenly everything's got real.
But literally, I've seen all of it. Like, there's not a bit I've missed.
Right, but this is what I wanted to talk about. So I turn up today and Will, who's working on the show, was like, oh, good to see she was really enjoying her hen do.
Yeah.
I was like, well, how do you know? Other people in the office commenting on her hen do.
Yeah.
It's because what she's done is use...
Be careful, please.
Yeah, I've got to be so careful.
It's really near now. Like, marriage is going to be happening.
By the way, like...
Yeah.
No one search for this particular hashtag,
oh, no.
Please.
Don't
because
say it.
The things I've seen from this weekend are ridiculous. And I thought there's going to be a secrecy thing around hen do's and stag do's.
I don't think they should be documented at all.
I mean, I've gone on one of my mates and put a few things up on Instagram, but I haven't used a proper hashtag with it.
I love that she's literally
created... There was an inflatable doll with my face on.
There was!
And I can't have that picture coming out. I said, like, you can't use my face like that.
I love that she or one of her mates has created...
They've all done it.
...a hashtag, because it's literally... I saw it so much.
Do you know how many people were on this hen do?
How many?
23. 23!
Right. Also... do you know this? It's your stag do this weekend.
There's
not 23.
No, and I. By the way, I'm banning hashtags for it. Why is this a thing? Like, there'll be loads of people listening right now who've been on a hen do or a stag do where they use these hashtags. And the one from the weekend, I better not say it, actually.
Don't say it.
But so they're all uploading pictures to this hashtag.
Yeah.
And I messaged a couple of them and was like, do you know anyone can see this? You are aware of this. Anyone can see what you're doing with my face on this
right.
doll.
I saw it.
Like, and because I should have a say. It's right. My face on that thing.
Did you send messages?
And yeah, this is all over the internet.
It is, yeah.
And what I'm saying is it can go the wrong way, this sort of thing, can't it? So why... Who has decided to do hashtags as part of... And it's the lack of privacy with it. I could type in someone's name right now into Twitter... you know, Smith wedding or something like that, and I get all the pictures from.
It's
there's
going to
be someone called Smith who's got married over the weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your take?
I think if your girlfriend / fiance has done that, then we on your stag, you don't even know where you're going this weekend.
No.
We need one too.
No.
I think we do. # Stark stag.
Don't say that because then that's people will be able to see. See what's going on.
Are we putting it... Whatever happens this weekend and wherever we're going, I know you don't.
Also...
Are we putting it on the internet?
I don't think we should. but also, the other thing with the hashtag, without giving it away, it's always got to be a clever play on words.
Right.
So it was like... It's not as simple as Stark Stag.
Right.
It's
people are
like...
just going to easily find this now.
Scott Mills.
We haven't really discussed this. Where do you think you're going on your stag do this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. In fact, I've avoided this conversation with you. I'm well up for it. I'm well excited, but right. I'm worried... About who's organised it? Has it been your job?
No.
You've had no involvement?
No.
Does that worry you? Because I assume at some point we're going to go to a club.
Yep.
Now, none of my mates are going to be able to sort any kind of VIP for you or anything like that. Like, you...
What are you on about?
You're going to have to go fully... You're going to be part of a stag group.
I know. To be honest, I've actually never... No, I've been on one stag do in my whole life, and it wasn't for me.
It's not my kind of activity. That's the spirit, isn't it? Great. This is going to be great.
Let's do some archery. I'm all right, thanks.
So are we doing activities?
I believe so, yeah. I can't honestly say too much.
Well, you've just said we're doing activities, so we're getting there. Mm-hmm. I think by the end of this week, I'll have a good handle on what's going on.
Right. Hello, Ben and Nuki. His fiance had a hashtag on her hen do in Mallorca. He was mortified.
Yeah.
Absolutely mortified.
I mean, if people are keen to tell us what hashtags they were using, it would be fun to go and see what people have been up to on their hen do's and stag do's.
Here's a good one. What about, instead of winter is coming, hashtag wedding is coming?
Wedding is coming.
I like that one. We could use that this weekend.
That's quite good. That's clever. Scott
Mills. I feel like by the end of the show today, I'm going to slip and reveal where your actual stag do is this weekend, because I've managed to keep it a secret for approx 6 months, but I don't know why. I just feel like I'm going to tell you.
Okay, well, we've not really talked about this on air at all, have we?
No.
But it is happening this weekend, my stag do.
It is.
So I'm looking forward to it.
We already talked about it off air, but it's going to be a bit like Throwback X Factor, where you don't know where you're going.
What?
Is it going to be Dubai with Nicole Scherzinger? Is it going to be LA with Simon? Is it going to be... Greece with Chalisa?
Are you bankrolling the stag or
the female
what?
Boss? Or is it going to be Dublin with Louis Walsh?
Yeah.
I'm not bankrolling it. Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Excited either way.
Right. And just to let you know, I do still have my crab outfit from Strictly Come Dancing 2014. That might be coming in my suitcase.
I would take that.
I know,
honestly,
you
would. If that is the outfit on choice, I would take that. BBC Radio
1 Scott Mills. Chris's fiance had her own hashtag for her hen do this weekend, and let's be honest, everyone at Radio 1's seen it.
I know.
Everyone.
And it's terrible because they stuck a picture of my face to an inflatable doll.
They did,
That's been everywhere.
Hello to Casey, who had a Game of Thrones theme for her wedding. So the hashtag was Game of Hens.
Yeah, I guess the... That's dreadful. I guess the Game of Thrones thing works quite well for me as well, cos Stark.
Right, of course. But I am bringing the crab outfit. From Strictly.
But honestly, I know I said this before, but the crab outfit would be awesome, because think of the options that could be there outfit-wise for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of them that have been discussed, you will definitely want the crab
really?
Outfit. Yeah. Jen, good morning, Jen. Now realises having hashtag Jendu for her hen was a mistake. Chris, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is Sunday. Father's Day is actually this Sunday,
right.
Isn't it?
Father's Day is actually on Sunday, and it's a good excuse to play this, and you might not have heard this. We play it in the afternoon sometimes. And because of this clip from New Zealand radio, I find myself all the time going, what day is Father's Day? Sunday. But it's good because it is this Sunday, and if you've forgotten to get a card or a present or whatever, this is your reminder right here.
I love that we get tagged in so many instas as well of people just saying to each other, what day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Or whatever day it is, you know, what day is Stefan Dunday?
So this is Monday was Stefan Dunday.
It was Monday.
It actually was Monday. See, I remember. It's a good way of remembering things. Do you remember when Annie Mac had Stefan Dunday on?
Yeah.
What day is Stefan Dunday? Monday.
Stefan Dunday is Monday.
Right, so this is a clip from a few years ago from a New Zealand radio station, and this poor presenter literally losing the will to live as he is playing a quiz.
February 1st trivia, answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's
Day? Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. Ooh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Ooh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh. All I know is Father's Day.
Yeah. You're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Mm. Like, the 31st?
Yeah. I just need it in a question form, though. Like, as a question. Like, maybe, like, what day is Father's
Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
So what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
But if it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, mate? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You just need to give me the question. The answer.
Happy Father's Day.
No. Oh. If the answer's Sunday, the question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So if I ask you that, you give me that as the question, eh?
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yep. So the answer's Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
No. But the question needs to be, what day? The answer needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So I'll say the answer's Sunday, and if you can say what day is Father's Day, that's what I need, okay?
Okay.
The answer's Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it. You've got it.
Finally.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You know the tears are rolling down your face.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
And it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
New weekend day is Friday.
1.
Just realised it's happening this weekend.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Friday becomes the new weekend. Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
It's happening.
It's definitely happening. As you just heard, new shows for Dev and Alice and Maya.
And you'll be on the chart, of course.
And Matt and Molly, and I'll be doing the official chart. This Friday.
This Friday. It begins this Friday. Weekend's 3 days long now.
Right, okay. I should prepare for that.
Well, what do you mean?
No, there are some meetings in the diary, I think. But yeah, that's happening.
In what sense prepare? Counting backwards?
Right, okay. I knew you were going to say that. Doing a chart show is harder than you think it is.
What, counting from 20 to 1? Backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's going to be exciting, Chris. There are some big plans.
I'm actually very, very excited about it. Because do you know what? I know you've put a load of effort into making this sound huge as well. So I'm excited.
Yeah, Friday, 4 p.m. Friday.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's 8:40 on Monday morning. Stuff we're talking about today. Chris, my friend here, who normally does the afternoon show with me, is on a stag do this weekend. I'm going. He doesn't know where he's going.
Well, it's actually my stag do as well.
Oh, it's yours, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing the Strictly Come Dancing crab iconic outfit from 2014 with me. It's weird how many people have got like a phobia of crabs.
If I'm not wearing the crab outfit though, are you going to be wearing that yourself?
It's up to you. We'll see how the night unfolds.
Anyway, I am very excited for the stag do. Although it feels weird because suddenly it's like I've always thought what will happen on my stag do is actually happening. Mm. It's actually a massive moment.
Sophie, who works on the show today, says she's got a fear of crabs since her childhood rock pool expeditions, but desperately wants me to bring in the crab outfit into work ahead of hashtag Stark Stag. That's not the hashtag,
by
the way.
How can you have a fear of crabs from rock pooling? Because they're always tiny, aren't they? They're not like the ones you see in the shops.
Yeah. Well, Scott on Twitter has a fear of crabs after his early 20s expeditions in Gloucester to the nightlife there. So everyone's got a little bit of fear.
Okay, fine.
Right, so talk me through your new gadget.
Okay, this is the best thing. So I saw a TV advert for this and I was like, oh, that actually looks so good. So went and bought it. It's a doorbell for my place and it's got a little camera in.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is when someone turns up at the door, it like detects them, or if someone presses the bell, it obviously comes to my phone as a little message and then I can see them and I can talk to them. But not just that, I can like log in and see the camera from the doorbell at any point.
So can I just tell you, listener, all morning he's been showing me pictures of the outside of his house. There's nothing happening.
The bin men just turned up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Oh, you missed this. I think you're outside. And so I could talk to the bin men. Right. That was great.
So this is like, is this for burglars so that they think that you're in the house? So obviously a burglar will ring the doorbell.
So the thing is, if a burglar comes to the front of the house, then what happens is on my phone, I then have to try and do my best acting to pretend that I'm inside and that I'm hench.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So we tested this out earlier. So imagine I am a burglar. Ding dong.
Yeah. So we're like, hello.
No, you're not at home. You're at Radio 1.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm the burglar, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm here to sell you some fish.
Okay. You look a little bit suspicious to me. I should warn you, I'm inside and I'm built.
Right.
Heavily built.
So that's the idea of it, is it?
And then hopefully you'd be intimidated and you run off because you think I'm inside. Not just that, on the app, I can play in noises of dogs barking.
No way.
As well, just to kind of scare you.
Can I hear that? Yeah.
Yeah. So I can be like, right, I warn you, I'm about to release the hounds.
You're literally just playing that off your phone now.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the other highlights?
Okay, so yesterday, I got this bell yesterday, and my fiancé, girlfriend, I'm still fiancé, feel weird
it's
saying fiancé.
Right, you're getting married next month, baby. She's definitely your fiancé.
And she arrived yesterday, so it was the first time I got a chance to play with this. Mm. I spent the first sort of 15 seconds just looking at her, because I could.
So you waited for a bit, did you?
Yeah, I sort of left her there
before speaking.
And looked at her through the phone rather than answer the door. I was on the other side of the door, bear in mind.
So here she is coming home from her hen do last night.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
That's actually ridiculous.
Exciting times. And then not that long ago, about 20 minutes ago, a lovely man called Shabba has arrived.
Who's he?
He's a friend of mine who's doing a couple of odd jobs. Anyway, Shabba arrived.
Oh, Shabba the odd job man, you told me about him.
And Shabba, Shabba arrived at the house. Okay. So anyway, it came up, it said someone is by your front door. I immediately thought, hang on, is this a burglar?
Wait,
no, it's Shabba.
Do I release the hound?
So I decided to talk to him through the doorbell.
Hey, Shabba. You all right, mate? Sorry, new doorbell. Shabba, I'm just at the radio at the moment. I'm just at work. What I'll do is I'm going to call Rhea right now. She's inside, so I just need her to wake up. And she'll open the door. Sorry, mate. Give us 1 minute.
Don't worry.
That's so good.
It captures highlights, this thing.
Is she awake now?
More of that as it comes. So, yeah, then I called Rhea and she obviously went to the door.
Awesome.
All in hand because of the doorbell
fine.
With the camera in.
No need for the dogs.
Release the hounds.
Scott Mills.
Good point from Lewis on the Isle of Wight. He could just turn on Radio 1 to see if you're home or not.
That's a really good point.
Put the radio on.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Anyone else turned up at the door yet? Or?
No, but I've got an eye on it. That's great. It's like live streaming. It's basically Big Brother on my phone.
When they used to do the live stream and you used to end up like just watching people in a pool for ages or just like chatting.
It's just the power of
with
it.
With occasional bird song to, ho!
Because I can talk through this thing and just talk to whoever's passing.
Right.
It's amazing.
What,
so good morning.
You could switch it on now, could you?
From the doorbell, yeah. I can go straight on
there. Do it now. Well, I know there's no one there, but...
Okay. 1 second.
So this is going to be broadcast now from your actual bell at home, is it?
This is amazing. So be on Radio 1 and I can just speak to the people on the street. And what would you like me to say?
Just whatever you feel.
Good morning, everyone. Oh. Yeah. So that, do you know what I mean? It just goes out there
like you normally would with a...
But what I really want to do is get to the stage where we have massive guests here on Radio 1 and then say a delivery comes to my door and we get them to answer.
Right. Or like Demi Lovato, like, thank you, Bin Man.
It'd be great.
Talking of gadgets, I'm not really massively into them, but I was DJing at the Royal Agricultural University on Friday in Cirencester, and I was having some pictures and someone had a clip-on selfie light, not that ridiculous case thing that Kim Kardashian's got, which does make you look amazing, but then you've got like a massive case on your phone and it's really obvious. This is like a clip-on thing. Just looked them up. $2.99. Definitely getting one. Everyone looks better.
But where does it go? Just on the top of the phone?
Yeah, I mean, you are clipping it to your phone. It looks rubbish. And then, but the photos are great.
And then was that on a selfie stick as well?
No. Just literally clipped onto the phone. Best thing I've ever seen.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm really warm into your doorbell now. I just think that the possibilities with it are endless.
It's so good.
You can talk to people. Mike in St Albans says you should order a pizza and reenact the whole scene from Home Alone.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what we should do. Maybe we order a pizza and then next time we got a guest on, we see how they will deal with
a
delivery person.
Just for me.
Or maybe we test the next guest on how they would deal with a burglar. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
We can use all sorts of people. Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
We could let's go big on it. Let's go.
Yeah. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I want it that big.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the Take Me Out Over 50s special on Saturday night.
One of the best bits of TV that I've seen in ages.
I know, you were sending me so many messages about it. You loved it.
Just the characters that they got on it were great.
It's a good idea, I think.
Yeah, really good idea.
So here's contestant Leslie from Over 50s Take Me Out, who maybe would have been better suited to appear on this year's Love Island because she was all about Tinder. She loves it.
Leslie, you go on a lot of dates.
Well, I do try to get on.
All right.
A few dates through Tinder.
Tinder?
Yeah.
Right. Is there any of the girls on Tinder?
Woohoo!
No!
Brilliant. Literally, like, no one had told Paddy McGuinness about Tinder before that, is how it sounded.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on Tinder? Why is everyone laughing about that? Not funny.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not a joke.
I assume...
Are you on Tinder, Leslie? Yes, I'm on Tinder. not funny.
I kind of assume anyone single is on Tinder. I might be wrong with that.
Leslie is, and she also lives for the club.
I do like to go abroad, and the last time I did, I was in Ibiza. And ooh. I did so much clubbing. Solid clubbing.
Oh, right. Yes, go we'll on, see girl. You at Cafe Mambo. Friday night, Annie Mack announced that Radio 1 is headed for Ibiza, 3rd to the 5th of August. Book your flights now, and hopefully we'll see you there, Leslie.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
What day is the World Cup Day?
World Cup Day, I think, is Thursday.
Yep, World Cup Thursday starts World on Cup Thursday. Day. You've been talking to a variety of footballers, including Frank Lampard.
I'm so happy that this is out. This is my documentary that I've done called My World Cup Sticker Mission.
Right, so there I was watching Pointless Celebrities at the weekend. And they're like, and if you'd like to head to iPlayer, you can watch Chris Stark. And I was like, oh, someone's doing well. Have you ever seen one?
Mate, it's, do you know what? The reaction to it's been wicked. And I think there's lots of funny moments. And basically, the aim is for me to complete a 2006 World Cup sticker album by going and meeting the footballers that were never got and taking their sticker in person and sticking it in the album.
And having a photo with them.
And it was a right laugh to do.
Okay, yeah. I've got some more on that coming up. Including an amazing admission from Frank Lampard about his wife.
There was some amazing moments.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So the World Cup starts on Thursday. Do you remember a couple of years ago we went to Paris and we did some alternative commentary on
That's the red button
for the Euros, and I ended up getting quite into it. Is there a plan this year to make me get into it again?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be doing that this year.
No. I mean, like, how are you going to make me like it? Because you always try every year. And I do, normally works. It's not every year, by the way. I know it's every 4 years.
So I've done this show for BBC iPlayer, and it's out now. It's called My World Cup Sticker Mission. And basically, it's my mission to complete a 2006 World Cup sticker album by meeting the actual players and getting a picture of them, and then I can stick it in. It was ridiculous. It was an idea that we had in the pub. And basically just took it from there. And like, it was so fun.
For a football fan, which you are, this is like the absolute like boyhood dream to do this kind of thing.
Mate, it was ridiculous. But also, it was so nice to see so many messages from people who say maybe aren't that excited about the World Cup just yet, and then watching it and thinking, oh, I'm in the mood for it now.
You chatted to so many massive footballers.
Yeah.
So I saw you were on the set of Match of the Day.
Like, unbelievable. So I got to see all behind the scenes there. I tried to get Watford bumped up the running order because, I don't know if you know this, Scott, like, Watford are always last on Match of the Day.
Why?
They just always do it. I don't know, it's just a sort of slight bias against Watford, I think.
Oh!
So they're always last because they always put the most exciting games first. Right. So it doesn't matter what Watford do.
What they said about your team?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Did you bring that up with Lineker?
Brought it up, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
is it on there?
Yeah.
Is it on there?
Yeah, it is. There was just really funny moments, and there was this one moment that we had with Frank Lampard. So I needed to meet Frank Lampard for this thing, and I thought we could play it now.
Yeah, I mean, he really digs himself into a massive hole.
Incredible.
Right, listen to this clip.
Funny.
Did you have a good time in Germany? Like, was the camp good?
The camp was good. It was, I think the Wags had a great time.
The Wags weren't allowed, is that right?
But they stayed at a hotel close by and had a few parties, which were well documented.
Yeah,
so it was, it was a slight negative in the end, I have to say.
Oh, OK. Yeah. And does that make things harder? When
I personally, I prefer the wives to stay at home.
Right. Well, that's fair enough.
I love my wife now, but I actually...
Now? Is it going well?
No. Good moment. Because, you know what? No, everybody loves their wife, of course they do.
Give the man a shovel. He's digging in, he's getting deeper.
No, this is for pure focus purposes, I like to be...
No wonder you're left out the book.
Okay, can you see it going on?
I'm stressing for you.
It's 1 month in your life where you can focus on a World Cup, so they can stay at home.
Yeah.
Frank, just stop talking. Just stop talking now.
Ridiculous.
Like, it's just getting worse. Like the digging gets deeper.
Personally, I prefer the wives to stay at home.
Right. Well, that's fair enough.
I love my wife now.
I like my wife now.
Everybody loves their wife, of course they do.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Scott Mills.
Have you just injured yourself?
Actually have, I didn't want to mention it.
Is there blame?
I don't know. Have you been injured by headphones at work?
That was ridiculous. What a comical injury that was. He's like, sort of snapped them back in yourself.
Slapped myself in the face with them.
The old class.
I've done this a while, you know. That's never happened. Yes, it's hurting, but I'm doing that thing where I'm fine. It's really hurting. Like, right now, I'm in pain. Right now. Love Island last night. Big news. Involving Hayley and Eel. Hayley kissed Eel after being able to say Eel properly, finally. But then later, she slated him to Wes and Laura. There was one thing, and I can relate, that she just could not handle. You'll have to listen carefully to this.
Any little thing that he does, I think, like before, he's probably going, I mean, why are you breathing like that?
Really annoying breathing.
I couldn't hear what she was saying there. What was it? So the breathing is annoying her.
Can't handle his breathing. And it seems harsh, but actually, you do meet people sometimes in life and you think, God, your breathing is really annoying. Do you know what I mean?
Darth Vader-esque.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like pulling a Death Eater.
You're over-breathing there, can you not? Shut up, you noisy breather.
I think first kisses, though, in general, are tricky. Like, I think there's sometimes some really good stories in just people's first kiss.
Yeah, oh, well, here's the thing. After kissing him, this is how she felt. Once again, she's whispering.
No, honestly, I feel like I'm sick in my belly.
I feel sick in my belly.
It's not gone well.
It's not going well here. Like, so you find his breathing really annoying and you feel sick in his belly. This is not the one.
I honestly think,
as we know, like, normally Love Island does lead to everlasting love, as we can see from last year.
But first kisses are tricky. Let's be honest. Like, they're rarely done right the first time round.
No.
I bet there's some absolute horror stories of people doing a first kiss and then they're still with that person now. And actually at the start, it must have thought...
Horrific, yeah.
Oh my word, we can't go on like this.
Yeah,
and the pressure on the second kiss, my word.
Yeah, let us know if you've been in that position. Then in classic Love Island fashion, Wes relayed Hayley's words straight to Eel.
What did she say? What about? So she's saying, the first one was the breathing thing. She's like, it's just a bit annoying. And then she said, well, she felt physically sick after the kiss and all this sort of stuff.
Well done, thank you for that.
Why is it always the whisperer? He sounds like a bit of a gossip.
Absolutely. But then it all kicked off. Eel confronts Hayley, and actually, he did have the perfect slay, as you're about to hear.
Get over there, hon.
I'm not your hon.
I don't want you to be me hon, that's the whole point of it. Oh.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Terrible scenes on Love Island last night. Hayley felt sick after a first kiss with Eel. And just so many horrific first kiss stories coming in.
Yeah, way more bad ones than good ones. There's a good one here from Hayes who says, I dated someone last year. Just picture the scene, Scott. I dated someone last year.
Hang on, do you want the Love Island?
Oh, go on then. Yeah, that'll make it even better. Mm. I dated someone last year and we had the best first kiss. Next to Clevedon Pier, on the beach, and just us. One I will never forget. Unfortunately, we aren't together now. So maybe having a good first kiss isn't a good thing.
Oh, sorry.
But just imagine that next to Clevedon Pier there.
Oh, that's beautiful, that. Also, when you do a first kiss with someone, have you... Maybe this is just me.
Been a while.
Same. Have you ever tried to copy, like, how they do it in soap operas?
Would that's how you want it to look from the outside in, don't you?
You see it on Holby and you're like, that's what I want it to be like.
I hate watching people snog. Like
on TV or anywhere?
On TV it seems okay, but in real life it's like, mate, right. What is going on?
I know. I know, because on TV they do it. On TV they do it well. In real life, when you see a couple snogging in the park, don't, please.
But I'm particularly enjoying the horror stories that are coming in on First Kisses.
Hello, James.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Okay, describe everything in detail for me. Set the scene, go.
Right, so basically, we were only young teenagers. We were chilling on a park. Everything was going well. And basically, we went in for a kiss. The kiss was good. Well, I thought it was. And then I leant away and I noticed that she had a bit of blood on her face. So I pointed it out. Said, oh, you got a bit of blood on your face. And she went, oh, no, it's coming from your nose. Came in for love.
That's beautiful. Having a nosebleed there.
What a moment, a tender moment that you both shared together there, a little blood on the face. I'm done.
Yeah, lovely. Any more? 8199.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Some of the stories coming in on first kisses are incredible. Can I give you one more?
Do you want the Love Island vibes again?
Yeah, okay. Well, the first one very quickly. I once farted on a first kiss. Sounds horrendous. I'd love more details. Mm-hmm. But give me the music for the second. I was 15 and... this is great. Sorry. I was 15 and had fancied this boy for ages. He invited me round to his house to watch a film, and then he snogged me and immediately said, "Oh my God, have you been eating peanuts? I'm allergic." He had to call his mum, who then took me to hospital. Came in for
love. So nice.
It's wonderful. Someone to
hold me. This music can make anything sound romantic.
Scott Mills. This is a podcast from the BBC.